Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Good afternoon, Michael, MMA Legal, it's James.
James, give me 2 seconds, pal. I just need to take notes on this matter. I literally just put the phone down to Mark.
Yeah,
and
no, take your time.
Clients fully understand the fees and waves 14 days. Okay. Let me just put him in the funding statement, in the funding status. Oh, you done.
Not into it.
You done. All right, who have you got, mate?
Brian White, off the sheet, awaiting POA sheet.
Is it W-H-Y-T?
That's the one, mate, that's the one. So I've removed the old POA, put the new POA on.
A little cheaper PSP.
Sweet,
Taz. Where's the date? Oh, the 1st of the 3rd. Beautiful. Send them, Paul.
Happy days. I'll pop in through. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, James. Hi, Mr. White. You're through to Michael. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, pal. I'm fine.
Fantastic. Can you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Brian, about your case?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Brian, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My name's Michael, Brian. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. Obviously, you've just spoken to James, part of our customer care team. My role, Brian, is to go out and gather the evidence of your time in care and be, you know, a little bit round about the role or the call today is. Is to gather the information from you about the trauma you faced in care and how that's had an effect on you into your adult life, Brian. Whether that be the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sorts of alcohol or substance issues, and I'll go out and gather that evidence.
Yeah.
So we can then give, obviously, the Scottish Redress an overall picture of not just your time in care, but also, you know, how that trauma has followed you into your adult life.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Brian?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. I'm so sorry, buddy. I am going to have to ask you some pretty tough questions, and I do apologise in advance. But obviously, I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask these questions, Brian, so I am sorry. Obviously, I'm glad to speak to you, Brian, but I'm sorry for the circumstances that we are speaking. Do you, Brian, or have you suffered with depression or anxiety in the past?
Yes, Nick.
Okay. Is that and anxiety, is it, Brian?
Sorry?
Is that with anxiety or is it just the depression?
Yeah, well, both, Nick. You know, I've been on medication for anxiety, whatever.
Yeah. Perfect. So... Okay, so the relevance of that question, Brian, I'll just keep telling you the relevance of each question, is to, I'm going to write to your GP with your permission and gather your medical records. I obviously won't tell your GP why I'm writing, it's none of their business. But what I'll do is I'll gather your medical records, and when we submit our full case to the Scottish Redress, it obviously gives them an overall view of your mental health from, you know, what you suffered as a child.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you or have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Brian?
Yes, mate. I have indeed.
Is that with both alcohol and substances or just one of each?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, both.
And have you been through any sort of rehabilitation centres?
Yeah, well, no, not rehabs, mate, but I was connected to drug and alcohol for a number of years.
Okay. Is your GP fully aware of your alcohol and your drug?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. I have got a real tough question, Brian, and it's one that I always, you know, really struggle with asking, but I do have to ask. Again, I am sorry, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Brian?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Have you ever actioned it?
Not actioned
it. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm obviously glad that you didn't try, but I am so sorry that it was eating away at you. The reason why I asked that, Brian, is, you know, the likelihood is you might have been hospitalized, and I would have wrote to the hospital and gathered that information, that's all. But I'm glad that you never tried. Okay, so that's the tough questions, Brian. Do you have anything else? Any sort of PTSD? Any sort of nervous issues?
Yeah, nervous difficulty. I have PTSD, but that was after a stabbing. They said, you know, diagnosed with PTSD.
Okay. So being stabbed, was it?
13 times I was stabbed, mate. A very, very,
oh, wow.
Very, very, very lucky man, mate. I had my chest opened up. They had to give me a heart massage.
Oh, wow.
I had a kid in the rest.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Wow. That's scary. Okay. Can I take your GP's details, please, Brian?
Well, I don't really have a named
okay.
doctor.
Okay.
It's a medical...
Practice.
It's the Crescent Medical Centre, Hillington Road, Glasgow.
The Crescent, yeah.
Crescent Medical Centre, Hillington Road, Glasgow.
Okay. So I'll write to your GP. I'll gather all that information. I'll also write to the Educational Authority and the Social Services of the Gilderland House Brew School.
Yeah, I had at school as well, mate. I was the most belted kid in Government High Secondary School at second year.
Yeah.
They actually talked with me there, mate. Yeah, I was belted almost every day, mate.
Wow. So what I'll do is, once I get that information from your schooling days, do you want me to share that information with you?
Yeah, if you can, mate, yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do, Brian, is I'll share the information with you. Everything I get, I'll share it with you, and we'll go through it together. I'll make sure that you're happy that we haven't missed anything out. There's nothing missing, no statements. Make sure all your statements are up to where you want them to be.
Yeah.
We'll then attach your medical records, you know, the history of depression and anxiety. And what we'll do, Brian, is we'll submit that then to the Scottish Redress as what we call our final submission. Just to let you know, Brian, we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim, but we have told them we will be providing support and evidence. So, you know, when I say our final submission, that'll be us then, case done. Everything's been uploaded and sent off. What happens then, Brian, is then we all await a panel date to where a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Redress will adjudicate on our case. It happens behind closed doors, Brian, so, you know, there's no need for us to turn up or attend. And then we'll be notified of the results, and hopefully we'll be able to get you the recognition that you deserve. And also some financial compensation, Mr. White.
Yeah.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, sure, Michael.
Do you have any questions for me, Brian, on that process?
No, mate. Maybe later on.
Okay, so just to let you know, Brian, it takes anywhere between 6 and 10 months for me to get that information back for you. But I will be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on and if I'm hitting any roadblocks anywhere or you know, where I'm getting success. But I will be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks. I just need to go back one step with you, Brian. So due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure that you are fully understanding of our fees and what other options are out there for you available.
Yeah, mate, I've spoke to James about that, mate. No hassles there, no issues,
yeah,
no problems with
you. I just need to run through it on this recorded call with you, sir. I'll only take
okay.
a second. Just to let you know, Brian, that you are able to apply to the Scottish Redress without the use of a law firm. It was set up so individuals can apply, and that would obviously entail, if you so wish, to gather your own evidence and submit your own case. So that is an option for you, Brian. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress but won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid £2,000 per client as part of the government legal fee scheme, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Yeah.
I can't legally go into those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, Brian, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you.
Yeah.
Also, I can tell you, sir, is that we don't participate in that government scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government.
Mate. I'm more than happy for you to go ahead, mate, and whatever needs you have to take, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so I'll just go into that with you, sir. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract with you, Brian. What that means is obviously we win together and we lose together. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is, Brian, is that you will never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much work goes into your case. On the flip side to that, Brian, because these cases are deemed as sensitive, and we know, obviously, you know, you've been through such emotional and hard times throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we're unsuccessful with your case. So what that means, Brian, is our insurance policy will cover all of our fees if we can't get you or don't get you any compensation. So we will never come knocking at your door for any of our fees if we're unsuccessful.
Okay,
Mr. White.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, mate.
Fantastic. Do you understand those three options, sir?
Yeah, I do indeed. I understand them perfectly well, mate, and I'm quite happy for you to go ahead.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you, Brian. Just to let you know, Brian, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our processes and our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period, and we can get started on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you, Brian. Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day?
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
So, Brian, I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. If you need me in the meantime, you know, you can get in touch with James. James will pop you through to me. But I'll write you with all my contact details. I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you, Brian. So, you know, if you need somebody to have a chat with who understands your background, it may not even be about your case, you can always give me a call.
No problem, Michael.
Perfect. Mr. White, thank you so much for talking to me today. Thank you for being
You're
so
welcome,
brave.
Buddy. Thanks for the time, Michael. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you too, buddy. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too, Brian. Thank you. Bye.